today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph from Masechta Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem we will finish Perek Bamemad Likin. So we are holding on the very last line of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. So we had just said at the very end of the last year that a chatzotzos are muktzah. You're not allowed to carry them. You're not allowed to be metaltel them on Shabbos. A shofar, it depends. A yachid is allowed to be metaltel the shofar, but a tzibur is not. So amalei abayu biyach lemay chazi. What can a yachid do with the shofar that makes it not muktzah? Hol v'roy ligamea bo mayim letinok. He could use it to hold water to give as a baby bottle to a baby. But tzibur nami chazi ligamea letinokani. Well, for the tzibur also, they can use it to provide for a poor baby a baby bottle who doesn't, if the baby's family doesn't have one. Visu haditanya k'shem shematalton shofar kach metalton chatzotzos money. Furthermore, we have a brisa that tells us that you're allowed to be metalton a shofar and chatzotzos, and that doesn't fit according to anybody. So elu lo kasha. So what you have to say is, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, when it says that a shofar could be metaltel and chatzotzos cannot be metaltel chatzotzos, they're muktzah, that follows Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a din of muktzah, and therefore chatzotzos cannot be moved on Shabbos, but a shofar has a din of kli, because it could be used as a baby bottle. Ha Rabbi Shimon, when we say that they can both be moved, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that there is no din of muktzah, and ha Rabbi Nechemiah, and we say that you're not even allowed to move a shofar, let alone chatzotzos, that follows the sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds that even a kli, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos unless you're using it for the tzorech that it's that tzorech heter that it's meant for. And a shofar is not meant to be to feed a baby, and therefore it's, you know, that'd be metaltel on Shabbos at all. So in the brisa the Gemara said follows Rabbi Nechemia, we said you're not allowed to be metaltel a shofar nor chatzotros. So we could ask, wait a second, if the brisa asks being metaltel a shofar, you really need to tell me you can't be metaltel chatzotros. If a shofar, which you could even use as a baby bottle, you're not allowed to be metaltel chatzotros, which have no other usage other than producing music. Sound, of course you can't be metaltel. Umay shofar nami chatzotzos. When the brisa says in the resha, you're not allowed to be metaltel a shofar, it means chatzotzos. When it says chatzotzos in the seifa, it means a shofar, because sometimes those words are used interchangeably. So the brisa first tells us the isra of chatzotzos, and then the isra of shofar. And that's why it mentions both, because it starts off with the more obvious isra, and then tells us the less obvious isra. Kid Rav Chista, and this is aligned with Rav Chista. Dam Rav Chista, Hani Tas Mili, Ishtani Shmayu. There are three things whose names changed. Miki Charav Beis HaMikdash, and it changed from the time of the Chorban HaBayis, the Chorban HaBayis Rishon. Which Chorban HaBayis? I'm not sure. But the first of the changes is Chatzotzarta Shofra, Shofar Chatzotzarta. What we used to call the Shofar is now called Chatzotzos. What we used to call Chatzotzos is now called Shofros. Lamai Nafkamina, the Shofar, Shal Rosh Hashanah. And when the Nafkamina is to know what we're supposed to blow on Rosh Hashanah. Arava, Tzavtzafa, Tzavtzafa, Arava. And what used to be called Arava is now called Tzavtzafa. What used to be called Tzavtzafa is now called Arava. Lamai Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina? Lululav, to know, to make sure that we use the right min for the Lulav. And the third one is petora, petorta, petorta, petora. What used to be called a petora, a type of table, is called a petorta. And what used to be called a petarta is now called a petora. My nafkamina lemekach umemker. And the nafkamina is, if someone says, I'm selling you a petora, you should know what to expect and when you're being cheated, when you're not being cheated. Amrabai afan, what he's expected to produce when he promises a petora or a petarta, a large table or a small table. Amrabai afan anunomer, huvlila bechasi. Bechasi huvlila. He says, I could add another thing that changed. One of the stomachs of an animal that has a very thin wall, it used to be called huvlila, is now called bechasi, and the bechasi is now called huvlila. L'may nafkamina, l'machash nimtzis bovi beis hakosos. Nafkamina is if you find a needle in the thickness of the beis hakosos, which is a stomach of the animal. Demitzad echad, where if the needle only punctures one side of the wall of the stomach, k'sheira umishneit stadim, but if it punctures through and through treifa, then it's considered to be a treifa. It's dafka in the Beis HaKosos that we can be mechalik between tzad echad and shnei tzadim. But in the hemseis, which even nikiv mitzad echad, where you don't see the hole on the other side, it's still considered to have a hole through and through, and that would be enough gemino to know which stomach is which, because now that the name has changed, if you find a hole in what's called the beikasi, even mitzad echad, it's going to be a treifa right now, because really that's the hemseis. And if you find a nekev in what's called the huvlila mitzad echad, it's going to be kosher now, because that's really the beikasi. Amravashi af anunomer, I'll give you another one that changed. Bavel borsif, borsif bavel. The place that used to be called Bavel is borsif. The place that used to be called borsif is Bavel. When it comes to writing Gittin, it's important to know this, because Shina Shmo, Shmo, Shemiro, Shemira is going to be puzzle. So you have to write the contemporary name of that city. So you need to know what the contemporary name of that city, in fact, is. Hadron Allah, Bab Madlikin, Bez Hashem. Next time, we will pick up Alamed Vav and Beis with the new Perek, Perek Kira.